This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Chip in Tampa, Florida, on February the 4th, 2006. Gunga Din by Rudyard Kipling. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here and you're sent to penny fights and all to shot it, but if it comes to slaughter, you will do your work on water, and you'll lick the bloomin' boots him that's got it. Now in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time a servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Din. It was, "Din, Din, Din, you limpin' lump of brick-dust, Gunga Din! Aye, slippy of the row! Water, get it, panny low! You squidgy-nosed old idol, Gunga Din!" The uniform he wore was not much before, and rather less than half of that behind, for a twisty piece of rag and a goatskin water bag with all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay in a siding through the day with heat would make your bloomin' eyeballs crawl, we'd shouted, "Harry, boy!" till our throats were bricky dry, and we whopped him, because he couldn't serve us all. It was, "Din, Din, Din, you heathen! Where the mischief have you been? You put some jewelry in it or I'll marry you this minute, if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din." He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done. He didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waiting 50 paces right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty eyed, he was white, clear white inside, when he went to tend the wounded on the fire. It was, "Din, Din, Din, with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green, and the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front files shout, 'Oi, ammunition mules and Gunga Din!'" I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst. The man who spied me first was our good old grinning, grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up me head, and he plugged me where I bled, and he gave me half a pint of water, green. It was crawling, and it stunk. But of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to one from Gunga Din. It was, "Din, Din, Din, here's a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawing up the ground, he's kicking all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Din!" He carried me away to where a dooley lay, and a bullet come and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe inside, and just before he died, "I hope you liked your drink," says Gunga Din. "So I'll meet him later on in the place where he's gone, where it's always double drilled and no canteen. He'll be squatting on the coals, giving drink to poor damned souls, and I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Din, 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 you Lazarusian leather Gunga Din. Oh, I belted you and flayed you. By the living God what made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din."